This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Today was the day people in the United States celebrate their declaration of independence from Britain with picnics, parties, and fireworks. If you hear noise behind my newscast, that's actually the sound of people setting off fireworks in my own neighborhood of Washington, D.C. Earlier Sunday, U.S. President Joe Biden hosted an Independence Day party at the White House. It was his first large event since being inaugurated in January. He used the opportunity to remind people that Americans are able to gather this year because of the progress made on vaccinations against COVID-19. And he encouraged those who have not been vaccinated to go ahead and get their shot. He said it's the most patriotic thing you can do. The Biden administration had set a goal of having 70% of American adults vaccinated by July 4th, and it got close. About 67% of Americans have had at least one shot. Hundreds of invited guests showed up at the White House party on Sunday. Among them were military families and essential workers who helped with the pandemic response. Demolition experts are expected within hours to detonate explosives to bring down the rest of the partially collapsed Champlain Towers building in South Florida, ahead of strong winds anticipated in the approach of a tropical storm, Elsa. The storm is not expected to make a direct hit on Surfside, Florida, or the larger city of Miami, but officials fear the winds accompanying the storm could bring further damage to the area. At least 24 people died when the 12-story tower collapsed on June 24th, and 121 people are still missing. Officials say rescuers will restart the search as soon as possible after the building is destroyed. Residents of the remaining portion of the Champlain Towers South have long since evacuated. Officials aren't allowing anyone to go back into the building. From Washington, this is VOA News.